Ngāti Whātua is defending the management of the border between Te Tai Tokorau and Tamaki Makaurau. Northland will drop down to alert level 2 at midnight following a COVID scare in which a woman who later tested positive crossed the border using fake documents. That's raised concerns that poor controls could see more cases sneak through. But those on the front lines say the strict setup is running as it should. Sam Olley was there today.
About 45 people are spread across the shifts each day at Te Hana checkpoint on State Highway 1, just north of Warkworth. It's a team made up of mana whenua, police, the New Zealand Defence Force and traffic controllers. Te Runanga o Ngāti Whātua Chief Operations Officer Anthony Thompson has spent some days there himself. This is his response to the criticism.
You have to remember that Ngāti Whātua have been on the checkpoints at Te Hana for the last 7 weeks. And in those 7 weeks, the goalposts have changed almost daily. And that's in order to accommodate how the Crown, how our public and how the government are moving and motivating things to happen.
He also says the checkpoints are in the right places.
If you want to set up checkpoints elsewhere in the north, you're going to have the complexity of by roads and side roads. For example, if you wanted to set up a checkpoint in, say, Waipu or Utatiti, which has been a focal point lately, there's at least another 15 to 16 roads and side roads around the area that could get you from, let's say, the Brenduans through other alternative routes to Whangarei.
On the asphalt today, alongside the portaloos, tents, caravans and road cones, we're Ngāti Whātua Kaitiaki.
I've been here for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks now, and I've learned more than in school.
18-year-old Dallas Martin is one of the youngest on the team. He makes sure people scan in when they arrive.
People say that this is a pretty easy job. It's not. Standing in the sun all day is exhausting.
Kiri Pirika has been coming back week after week since the checkpoint was first set up. He just wants to keep Delta out of the north.
I think we did well for now, for this time. Even though we had a bit of a couple of people that got through. Yeah, we just love doing it.
Peter Tumata oversees the Te Runanga o Ngāti Whātua team at the site. He says there are ways mana whenua reduce tension with travellers that others in uniform cannot.
For example, we had a fire come to the line. Her whānau up north was struggling with kai and she felt the need to attend to that. Our kaitiaki got her information. We sorted out house services on that side to engage the whānau there and provide them with kai.
Sometimes the red and blue lights go on, but mostly travellers are compliant. The latest police data shows 56 of 1,766 vehicles at the northern checkpoints were turned away on Sunday.